I'd like now to welcome Ron Trujillo. He is city councilor in District 4. He is an analyst with New Mexico Department of Transportation Fleet Management Bureau, and he's running unopposed for his third term in Santa Fe City Council District 4. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you. I appreciate you being here.
So, having been on the council for 4 years, I mean for 8 years, what do you think is working well in Santa Fe and what do you think isn't?
Well, you know, what I think is working really well has been, you know, working on the parks. When I first came in to city council, that was one of my biggest deals, was how do we revamp our parks? If you recall, prior to me getting on the council before me made a decision that, you know, they were going to let all the parks die. To me, that was a bad decision that they made, and that was one of my biggest pet peeves, was how do we reinvent our parks. And we were able to pass the Parks Bond in 2008, spend that money very wisely, and especially in my district, we were able to revamp all of the parks. We actually built 4 pocket parks. So I think, you know,
what's a pocket park?
Pocket park is just a small little park within a neighborhood. A lot of these subdivisions had been built back in the 80s. 90s, some even the 70s, and they were promised parks. And when I was doing the campaigning, you know, we ran into a few little places where people would say, you know, that's my park, and it was just a little vacant lot. So with that money that we did at the Parks Month, I want to give kudos to Councilor Ortiz at the time, too. We were able to, you know, appropriate enough money to just build these little small parks. Martin Luther King Park, that's one of the pocket parks we were able to build. And, you know, it's just putting a small little park within a residential area, just, for, you know, little walking path, a few swings and all that, things that constituents, I think, you know, they've been wanting and they need it, and they're very happy about that. Public Works, to me, you know, I've served on that committee now 8 years, and I think we've done a lot of good work. You know, the basics, the necessities that the city needs, trash pickup, fixing potholes, fixing roads, with our facilities as well. You know, there's a lot we've done, and I think there's a lot we still need to do on that. What I don't think has been working in this community is activities. And, you know, I think we all talk about the nightlife here in Santa Fe. There pretty much isn't a nightlife.
The nightlife?
There isn't a nightlife. And one of my biggest things is, you know, I hear all these candidates talk about how they want to bring all these things for children, how it's very important. You know, children are definitely important, and we need to look at how we, you know, find ways, you know, for education and all that. But as a parent of children who are 15 and 12, you know, the things that they keep on asking me, Dad, is how come we don't have a Hinkles? How come we don't have a Jump? How come we don't have a Cliffs? You know, these are the things that I think, you know, and as somebody who's grown up in this community my entire life, I can honestly...
What are these things you're talking about?
Well, you know, you have the Cliffs Amusement Park.
Oh, okay.
We have, there's a lot of things in Albuquerque. You know, there's a place that's called Extreme Hang Time. It's a facility that has nothing but trampolines. You know, places for kids to go and, you know, just be kids. You know, there aren't a lot of things here in Santa Fe for kids to do. And I think, you know, as the city council and as the next mayor, these are things I want to, you know, work with Chamber of Commerce. Why aren't these businesses coming into this community? You know, we try to take care of, you know, our older population and all that, but we have another population. They may not be voters, but they're important. And I think we need to look at how do we get some of these businesses to come into Santa Fe so that Santa Fe is more of a friendly, you know, child-friendly community. How we're going to do that, I don't know at this point, but these are some things I want to pursue. Other things I am definitely pursuing in District 4 is the Southside Senior Center and the Southside Teen Center. We have the Lafarge Library. It used to be a swimming pool. You know, that section of Lafarge no longer is used for that. I think we're in negotiations right now with the Santa Fe Public Schools to see if we can acquire that whole piece of property, because the building right now, the building belongs to us, but but the land that it's on, we lease.
Okay.
So this is the thing we're trying to do. And if we can get that all squared away, you know, I'm definitely going to, you know, hope from the city, and I'm also going to go to the legislature and see if we can acquire some extra funding to make this a reality. Because I tell everybody, the demographics of Santa Fe have changed. The south side is getting older. And if you look at the middle of Santa Fe, you're looking at the Siler Road, St. Michael's Drive. That's technically what, the middle of Santa Fe is now. Another thing that I would say that isn't working, but it's been working with me, You know, it's amazing, you know, during when the election comes around, the south side of Santa Fe always becomes important, always becomes a topic. As someone who has represented the south side for the last 8 years and has lived there my entire life, it's always important.
So you're saying after the election,
it seems like people forget the south side.
Oh dear.
And that's one thing I always used to say. You know what, District 4, I always felt was a forgotten district. It's not forgotten anymore. Since I've been there, I've tried, like I said, with the parks, infrastructure, with, you know, our roads, trying to fix all these things, trying to bring, you know, a good quality of life to those people that live in my district.
Now, I mean, we have extreme income inequality here, which is reflected in a lot of the things that you're talking about. What are some other things that can be done to really right that, make sure the people who need them have the services they need?
Well, I think, you know, we as a city, being on the council, we do look at those things, but I think something that I've always hated in this town is called NIMBY, and I'm sure you know what that is. Not in my backyard.
Right.
You know, with all my votes, I've always tried to be fair to what's good for the east side is good for the south side, it's good for the west side, it's good, you know, it's good for District 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
It's good for all that. That's what the inequality, I think, always is. You know, we have situations where there's a vote, maybe it's a cell tower. It's going to happen on this side of town, meaning the east side of town. You'll go to a city hall meeting, and it'll be packed. But if that same another cell tower is going on in my district, or say District 3, you're not going to get that many people out there.
So why don't they go out?
That's what it's unfortunate. You know, I wish sometimes, and I have said it at many meetings, you know, I see all these people here that are here to talk about this cell tower. How come when there's a cell tower going on my side of town, you don't come down and discuss that? Because it's only affecting you, your neighborhood. You know, if this was really an issue that, you know, cell towers and all that, you should be, you know, attending all these meetings.
Yeah, but the people who it affects should be attending.
Exactly.
Those
yeah.
Meetings.
No, and they are. They are. Those people are attending. But the thing, you know, the majority of people, you know, it just seems to be that, you know, when issues are happening on this side of town, it's much. You get more. How to say more people come out.
So how do you galvanize the people in District 4 to really come out?
Well, I think they do. When we have some meetings there, they do. The thing about it, what we need to do as a city, and what I do is, if there's something big issue coming on for voting and all that stuff, I contact my constituents. You know, we have these meetings. We discuss what's going on. If it's important to them, they are going to come here. You know, one issue, you know, that was important to me was trying to bring, like you said, you know, I talked about nightlife. Was when I brought the Santa Fe Fuego here, the baseball team. You know, the minute I brought that up, it was the worst thing that could have happened to Santa Fe, because they were going to sell beer there.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You know, and I was like, you know, I was just, you know, just totally blown away that. But what happened? Here we go again. It was the people that lived around Port Marcy. They didn't want this kind of activity, and that's what I couldn't understand. You live by a baseball field, you know, and I tried telling them, you know what? Fort Marcy isn't where they burn Sazobra, and that's not the only thing it's used for. It's been a baseball field for over 80 years. In my opinion, it was underutilized. You know, luckily, I was able to, you know, to persuade, you know, members of the council, and you remember it ended up in a 4-4 tie, and the Mayor Koss, you know, voted to break that tie to bring this baseball team. They're going to be starting the third year here, and it has been a fabulous, you know, venue, of course, but it's been really good for this community. You know, it's not bringing in the millions and trillions of dollars. This isn't the Yankees. This isn't the Dodgers. This is Santa Fe. But it's given, you know, the people in Santa Fe another venue that they can go to at night. And if you've never been to a game, I would invite you, because kids are out there playing. You know, even they may not be watching the game, but they're out there, you know, having a good time walking around the park. Your parents are out there, you know, watching the games. You have, you know, the old-timers there watching the game. You know, you just have people there. They'll bring picnic and have a dinner there. So it's just a great, fun thing. And, yeah, there's beer. You know what? If you're over 21, nothing wrong with enjoying a beer. You know, as long as you do it responsibly. And we've set up, you know, things that you have to do. You know, only 3 beers are allowed. You're allowed to for the entire game. And we don't have the beer jail no more. You can actually go have a beer and, you know, sit around the entire inner part of the grandstands of Fort Marcy.
Right, like almost every other country
exactly.
In the face of the earth. Ron Trujillo is city councilor in District 4. He's running unopposed for re-election to city council. Thank you so much for being with us on
Thank
Radio
you.
Cafe.
I appreciate it.
And that concludes our interviews with candidates for Santa Fe City Council. Tomorrow we will be talking to mayoral candidates.